Eli, man, look, you didn't win, and that sucks. For a guy like you, you always want to win. But, dude, good day. Like, good riding. You got to be okay with it, even though you don't hold the number one trophy.
Yeah, it was all that, what you just said. But, honestly, like, the most painful second I've ever had because I felt like my riding was so good. Yeah. And that was it. Like, I got so close. I wish I would have found those couple outsides, like, a couple laps earlier. And maybe I could have got chased earlier, but it was hindsight.
Where you got him, you mean? That area where you got him?
Yeah, that area. I was like, I have to try something different. And I just started bouncing off berms in the bottom of the track. Ended up working. So that was huge for me. I'm like, all right, I can make a run on him, onto Dylan there. You know, we're talking about Moto 2, obviously. And that was it. Like, I made one big push, tried the same move on him. And he hit the left-hander, you know, better than what Chase did the lap before when I did the little slingshot, and that was it. But, I mean, yeah, it was – all of us were pushing the limit there in that second moto.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. Even for you, off the whoops, off the singles and some of those turns, you looked a little out of shape. And you know what I mean? Like, for a guy – yeah, so for your comfort zone to be pushed, that's saying something.
Yeah, like we were sending it. Yeah. Well, we were just sending it, period.
Dylan looked back at one point, and Dylan was like...
like, oh, my gosh. Yeah. I mean, yeah, we were sending the sand wall. After the finish line, you could send it big. I mean, there was only so many spots. Like, you'd get close to them, and then you'd kind of get shut off, but that's just how it goes.
And you know, I'm sure you've heard this before, but everybody knows when you're behind them. Like, everybody's told me that. Like, everybody knows it's you because the bike's being revved, the clutch is in. So, like, everybody kind of knows, oh, shit, here comes Eli.
Like I said, I tried my heart out. I left everything. Like, it literally is that, like I said, a painful second because I left everything out there. I was pinning it.
Crowd was cool, huh?
Really cool. Yeah. Like, that was like Red Bud style. Yeah. They were rowdy. It was awesome.
Do you like this place? They dumped some new dirt on it this year, so it wasn't as wet and sloppy for first practice. And do you like this place? Did you like the dirt? Did you notice it?
I've just had good results here. I like it just because it's different because it has a base. You know, not all our tracks have that hard pack base. And to be honest, my track at home gets a little more hard pack of a base. It can kind of go either way, but most time it's more hard pack. So I think that's why I do good here, just because it has a base, you know, and it's something different than what we see elsewhere.
Well, hey, nice job today. And yeah, it sucks to get second, but hell of a ride.
Yeah, thanks.